shoyftim v'shoytrim titein lecha b'chol sha'arecha. The Ben Ishchai says, a shoyfet, his koyach is bepeh. A shoyter, his koyach is not with the yadayim. A shoyter has to have his koyach with the roish. That means the shoyfet needs the peh, and the shoyter needs the reish. But if you have a shoyftim without a peh, and a shoytrim without a reish, if it's not b'chol, if it's not b'shleimus, then it's shoytim. It's shoytim v'shoytim. The shoyfet needs the peh, otherwise it's shoytim, and the shoytrim needs the roish. Rav Chaim Vital brings down, the Chidah brings it, the Shlah brings it, that it says in Lashon Yochid, shoyftim v'shoytrim titen l'cha, that it's going on every person. Every person has seven sha'arim. There's two different girsois. It's either two einayim, two aznayim, one peh, and two nechirayim, the nose is considered two, or the nose is one, and the seventh one is the koyach of yadayim, of mishush. Either way, there are seven sha'arim, and a person has to know that he has to put shoyftim v'shoytrim b'chol sha'arecha. A person has to have shmira, v'diburoi, v'einayim, the peh, what he says, what he eats, the peh is both in yonim. You need shoyftim v'shoytrim and all the sha'arim. Aber in Sfarim state that it's not only going on a person, in the veld there's a lot of sha'arim. Shabbos is a shahr of the week, Rosh Chodesh is a shahr of a chodesh, there's a shahr of the shana, there's a shahr at the beginning of a zman, there's keseder sha'arim, a person goes dork sha'arim. And you have to know, maybe on one hand, kol haschol is kashos, but on the other hand, faker, shoyftim v'shoytrim titei l'cha b'chol sha'arecha. Keseder, you need shmira by those sha'arim when you go into a naya frisha zach. The Pasuk Kipshuta is talking about for making batei dinim, shoyftim v'shoytrim titei l'cha b'chol sha'arecha. The Pasuk Firzois, behemshech you have about Eitzel Mizbach Hashem Aleikecha. So there's a word from Rameir Shapiro, what's the shaykhis between shoyftim v'shoytrim and Mizbeach? He says the Mizbeach, on the inside the Mizbeach was Ofar v'Adomo. On the outside it was Nechoshes. He says that's a remez for a dayin, a shoyfet. Bechitzoinius, outwardly towards the Sibur, he has to be Nechoshes, which is like stark. Inside, mitzad the Pnimius, he has to be like Ofer v'Efer, it has to be Ba'anova. With all the surah of Chashivas to the Dayanus, but on the inside it has to be Ba'anova. Shoyftim v'shoytrim titen l'cha. I saw Rav David Feinstein has a sefer a lot with Gematrius. He says titen is 850. That's the amount of years that there was from the time Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael till the Eretz Chorban. Because there's a remez over here, shoyftim v'shoytrim titen. The shoyftim and the shoytrim keeping din v'mishpat tzedek is what's going to keep you in Eretz Yisrael. There are many mekayrus to that. Tzion v'mishpat tipadeh v'shaveh v'tzedokah. That's, the ge'ul is going to come out through tzion v'mishpat tipadeh. On the other hand, what did the goals happen from? Sarayich soyrim, chavrei ganovim, kuli oyev shoychad, from hashchosa in mishpat v'tzedek. So mishpat v'tzedek is what's going to keep you in Eretz Yisrael. The remez is shoyftim v'shoytrim titen. Then you'll be zoycha to those 850 years that they taka with zoycha to be in Eretz Yisrael. There's another word why it says it b'lashin yochid. Shoyftim v'shoytrim titen l'cha. It's meramez on the inyan of a person has to be a shoyfet on himself before he's a shoyfet on somebody else. First it should be l'cha. K'shoyt atzmach atchila v'achar kach k'shoyt acherim. Shoyftim v'shoytrim titen l'cha. That comes first. The Shev Shmaitza in the Hakdoma, is the Baldeke Arichas Shtiklach in Agadato, in the Hakdoma of the Shev Shmaitza, the Shev Shmaitza brings a Sefri on this Pasuk, Shoyftim v'shoytrim. The Sefri says, Kedai hu minoi dayonim ksheirim lahachas es Yisrael lohashivan al admosam. It's Kedai the minoi of dayonim that Klal Yisrael would stay in Eretz Yisrael. Kedai the minoi of the dayonim. L'chayr it's a mod nezach. You have to keep Kol HaTorah Kula. What's the inyan that it's Kedai the minoi of dayonim that that's what's going to keep them in Eretz Yisrael? So the Shev Shmaitza wants to be mazbe this Sefri based on a shtickle from the Akedah in Parshas Vayera. As I bring the Shev Shmaitza, the Akedah, the Sefer Akedah, he brings in Parshas Vayera a shtickle akasha. Mai shno, he says, Manishtano, Anshei Pelegesh Begivo and Anshei Sedoim. He asks, okay, the mice of Pelegesh Begivo L'chayra was more chomor. And we find that the Oynish by Sedoim was more chomor. What's the beer? So he says, the pshat is Pelegesh Begivo was Yechidin. But it wasn't that was the system of the country. Anshei Sedoim, the whole system was corrupt. If the whole system is corrupt, the dayanim, it's not that there's yechidim that are mushchosim. The system is not working. There, the Anshei Sedoim deserve that there has to be a total matecha. Pelegesh Begivah could be the Maisa Atzmai was Yoiser Chomor, but it was a memukad, it was specifically for those people. Kum Techois, the fact that there's dayanim, that the system is alright, that saves, that salvages the matzah. Kedayu meaning, that's what he spells Tzulish Yavshmaitza. Kedayu minoy hadayonim aksherim lahachi says Yisrael loishim and alad mosim. Maybe there's yechidim that are not the Seder, or at least the system makes sense. The system is working. Shoiktim v'shoiktim titan lachom. That's what the Sefri is saying. Pasuk says, Vayter v'loistikach shoichad. Ki ha-shoichad ya'aver einei chachomim v'saleif divrei tzadikim. The Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Kuf Hei, the Gemara brings, why is Shoichad called Shoichad? So the Gemara says, Shoichad mipnei shehu chad. Pshat in the Gemara, Zok Rashi, when the person gives the dying Shoichad, so the Noisen and the Makabel of the Shoichad become like one. And that's why he's not going to be able to dan the din, Emes, and maybe for the other side, because he became like one, Nasechad. He became like Leiv Echad with the Noisan HaShoichad. There's another pshat, what the Gemara means, Shoichad is Chad. What does it mean it's Chad? The Gemara says, Kol Dayin Shedon Din Emes Nase Shutef LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'maisa Bereishis. Go on Shabbos. Kol Dayin that's Dan Din Emes becomes the Shutef LaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if a person takes Shoichad and he's not going to Dan Din Emes, then he's Chad. He's not a Shutef LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'maisa Bereishis. He stands alone. He's not going to have that maskula that it's nasa shutif like Kodesh Baruch Hu, but rather he's chad, he stays alone. As I state in the Gemara, Rav David Feinstein brings on that same word though, he says, what does it mean shoychad shehu chad? Because after the person becomes and gets the shoychad, he'll start becoming very chad. Chad is sharp. He's going to have all kind of pilpulim all of a sudden, why the person that gave him the shoychad is right. All of a sudden, he's going to, it says it's also a lashon of chadosh, he's going to have all kinds of new Sharfa Mahalchim to explain and convince himself that the tzad of the person that gave him the shoychad is right. There's a michtav. I'm sorry, there's one more prat that the dog brings also. What is shoychad? Shoychad, the letters after shoychad is tate. After taking shoychad, you'll be mate the din, the wrong way. And the letters before shoychad is goizer. The Eberstein will be goizer, the gzeira, because of the fact that you went and took the shoychad. There's a michta from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish writes in Emunah B'Tochen, not a michta, in Sefer Emunah B'Tochen, the Chazon Ish writes, we don't find that a person's not allowed to paskin, if he's a Talmud Chacham, that he's not allowed to paskin on Isser V'Heter, even if it's affecting his money. We don't say that he has an Negias. How could he paskin on Tarfus or on Chometz or on Yisurim that's Negei him? It's Negei, he's going to, he has an Negias of a loss. You're allowed to paskin. It's a specific Zeres HaKosov. It's a teva that the Rabbi Nishalom made that Shoichad is a dover magunah, that the pasuk is made. Shoichad is ma'aver einei chachomim. It's misalif divrei tzadikim. Saya takes away the chokhmas ha-Torah that they have. Saya takes away the chokhmah. Besides the chokhmas ha-Torah, you have to also push it a pikhris of understanding. It's misalif the pikhim. It's ma'aver the pikhris. Saya your pikhris in merely the alma, because the dayan has to understand that also. And saya the chokhmas ha-Torah. It's a metzias of magunah, a dover magunah, that it's misalif and ma'aver einei chachomim. It's sound as a avad. The person doesn't have an egis. He's able to paskin even if it has a toitza legabi mominus. Or b'shoichad kach hitbi hakodesh baruch from the bria. As I state, shoichad is ya'aver eni chachomim. It's mesalav dibri tzadikim. Now the Chazon Ish writes that if the emes it's a dover maguna ma'oid. I heard over. I'm not sure if it's a steer to this, but it's an under a cook on the Indian from Rameir Chodosh. He said that Shoichad is be'emes a dover tivi, and it's nochon. If a person does you a favor, and he shtipped you with gel. It's a lot of deraisen. It's ma'avre ni chachamim. But he's talking about the mitzvahs. Be'emes, it's a dover nochay. Hakoras atoyv. Hakoras atoyv. I gave you money. You're not allowed to do it. It's a lot of deraisen. Over the mitzvahs of why it works is kachul the mitzvahs. Ma'isa shahoya with, there was a once one of the shoiftim from the arkois of the tzionim. There was one of the roish of the Beit Mishpat from them. And there was a story that it was Nisbar that he was dining on a certain Mishpat of Negei, a big company. There was big gelt that was Negei that was transferring over. And it was Nisbar that this Shoifit himself is a Shutif and has a Shaychis directly to the whole Inyan, and he's pastening on the Sugya. And it was a big rash about it, and people found out. And this Shoifit, he said, Beit HaMishpat. Na'aleh, the Beit HaMishpat is so high and lofty. Zemit aleh al shikulim ke'elu. The Beit HaMishpat is hecher than that. The negiyas is not negiyah. We're off of a hecher level than that. So Rav Meir Chodesh said, Beit HaMishpat na'aleh al zeh. Erez afil nishkin mensh. Shoichad is a mensh l'chazach. You're not allowed to do it. Oh, but it's a mensh l'chazach. He says that the negiyas that he has because he has a shaykhus, it's not going to affect how he's passing. He's saying he's higher than that. As simon as afil nish kemensh nish. A posh of the mensh l'chazach is that the shaykhus is supposed to be mashpil. Ich weiß nicht, dass stimmt, the way the chazanish is teaching it up, that it's a dover maguna. I'm not sure if it's the same gang in the sugi. Pasuk says, weiter, ki yipolei mimcho dover la mishpot, bein dom le dom, bein din le din, bein nega le nega. There's a pshat for the Magid Mikelm. He says, person is nespo, ki yipoli mimcha, why Klal Yisrael is being suffering so much in the Golas? Bein dam l'dam, and bein din l'din, so many tsaris, and goyim are suffering less, and the yidden are suffering so much. You have to realize that the reason is, divrei rivois b'sharecha, v'asafelten achtus. Safelten achtus, and that's the reason why maybe we're suffering so much. And maybe the eitz is to be ba'achtus, and then it will be v'kamta v'alisa. There'll be zoicha to go to Eretz Yisrael. Move on later in the parsha. Soim tasam alecha melech. The sugi from melech, it's against the sugi in Sanhedrin and other places. One issue is, one nidin is the sefer Torah of a melech. The pasuk says, v'kosav lo yismishna ha-Torah zois. The melech has to have a second sefer Torah. Every yid is supposed to write a sefer Torah. A melech has to have a second sefer Torah. What's the pshat? A melech has to have a second sefer Torah. I heard lots of pshat. Mitzad echad the melech, keseder, all kind of people come into the melech for mishpat, for eitzah, for ladin, and he's keseder exposed to all kind of elements, all kind of people, all kind of chashidin ezachim. And be'emes, that could be mashpia on him the wrong way. And that's why a melech has to have a sefer Torah, imoy, it says one of the sefer Torah of the melech is imoy kol yomav, it has to sit by him. Because he needs a sefer Torah tzamud. He needs right next to him a sefer Torah. Tzamud they love. Because kesei the people are going to come, maybe love ishbir. Why does he need a tzveik to sefer Torah? Because if the melech is sitting there the whole time, it could be has so much hashpois from all kind of outside things. You have to be choishish. And maybe the sefer Torah is going to be mushka. That's why he has the second sefer Torah. She nimtza the base gnozov. That the sefer Torah, that's the taharosa, that stays separately. And therefore the melech has the best of both in yon. And mitzarech and his taka has to be exposed to everything, and he has a sefer Torah with him. Aber a tzveik a sefer Torah of a beis genoz. That's al derech hadrush. But lagabi the etzem sugi, there's an interesting maisa. There's a shver Rambam. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, daf chaf aleph. The Gemara says, Omar Rava, afal pi shehinichu loy a voice of sefer Torah la'adam, mitzvah lichtoich mishaloi. Rava, and that's how we paskin. It's not enough if you yarshin the sefer Torah. To be mekayim the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah, you're not yoitz if you yarshened it. You have to actually write it. You can hire a cipher, maybe that's shlichus. But it's not enough Yerusha. Yerusha is not enough. Bemis, according to some paiskim, Yerusha is not enough. But if you bought one, Mekach is better than Yerusha. If he's there, if two sons yarshened the sefer Torah together, if Achen Shechoku is Lekuchis, and the one took the sefer Torah, one took the else, it's Gemachta Mekach. So maybe only by a Ben Yochid that yarshened is not going to have this din basicness. Aber akoponim state Yerusha not yoitzer. Azoy zok rova. Frek the Gemara. Eis vei abaya. that there's a braisa that says a melech has to write a sefer Torah, and it's not enough to ask a melech has to write a sefer Torah. Mashma that a melech, yeah, and a hevyet not. A hevyet could be samach on Yerusha. And for the Gemara, like tzricha l'shtei Torahs. Mashma, that when you come out of the maskana, the MS, like Rava, every yid has to write a sefer Torah, and it's not enough to rely on Yerusha. A melech, Bazundo has to write two sefer Torah. And that's why the Brisa specifically says a melech shouldn't rely on Yerusha. The Rambam Paskins in Hilchas Melochim. If a melech yars in the Sefer Torah, he still has to write another one. Od Nezach. He should have to write two more Sefer Torah, reflect the Kesef Mishnah and all the Noise of Kalim. The Rambam in Melochim, in Hilchas Melochim, Peragim Aloch Ale, he says that a melech that yars in the Sefer from his fathers still has to write another Sefer Torah. Every year that's the din, that even if you yars him, you have to write a Sefer Torah. So the Achroinim, the Emet Brocha, Avi Ezri, Sach Achroinim, go with this Mahalif. A Melech, as a Vada, a regular Yid also, and we pass into every Yid has to write a Sefer Torah, not rely on Yerusha. A Melech Osta has to have a Tzveita Sefer Torah, Als Melech, and he has to write that. But it still is true that if he Yarshins, he could only, it suffices that he only writes one Sefer Torah. Why? Because he could be yotze both sefer Torah with that sefer Torah. Mitzadin melech, he has to write a tzveita sefer Torah. The seder, he wrote a tzveita sefer Torah. Vos vilsta for him? He yashin the sefer Torah, yeah. He wrote one, yeah. Als hevyet, he wrote a sefer Torah, yeah. Als melech, the din was to write a tzveita sefer Torah. The kosevoy es mishnah, he has to write a tzveita Torah. He wrote a tzveita sefer Torah. Ah, he can't be yoitza, not the heavy din and not the melech din with the Yerusha one. You're right. Side exivas melech one and side exivas heavy one, he's yoitza with the second Sefer Torah. He wrote a tzveit, the Sefer Torah. As I gain the achroinim here in the Rambam. State weiter in the Parsha. Tomim tiyeim Hashem aleikecha. In Mishnah Rabbaran, he touches up, what does it mean, Tomim Tiyah and Hashem Aleikecha? He says, Tomim Tiyah means that a person has to be Bishlemus. Bishlemus means that he has to be consistent. You have a mole person, sometimes it goes out of Vishtarka Oifin, but then there's, and about, everyone has Aliyah and you read this, that's not the Nakuda we're talking about now. But on the other hand, it has to be Bishlemus. You have to have a consistency in your derech and avodas Hashem. Sometimes you have a matz of a person, he says he's too tired. All of a sudden, an under zaitig inyan comes up, all of a sudden, for them, hot their kaifas. Or he doesn't want to spend money on a certain thing, but for all kinds of mishagasim, all of a sudden, hot their geld. The emes, this yisoid is the famous yisoid of the Beis Halevi, from oyvonu miyoyim adin, oyvonu miyoyim atoychaycha, that the Eivish is maichich, you mineyu bay from yourself, avada. But it's true over here also. There's the same nakuda that a person has to be bishleimus. Tomim tiyah means that there should be a consistency. A person shouldn't be a stira b'nei ubei. Tomim tiyah. I saw brought down, the Chidah says that Tomim tiyah is the same gematria as Tishrei. 910. Tomim tiyah is the gematria of Tishrei. Interesting. Nemes, mizok tzel yet, on a gans yor zel. But Tomim tiyah is Tishrei. Tishrei is 910. The Bnei Yisoscha writes that Tishrei is 910, but Tishrei has Nakudis. Every Nakudis is like a Yud, a little Yidale, the Nakudis. There's five Nakudis in Tishrei, the Shva and the Tseire and the Hirit. Tishrei, the five Nakudis is another 50, is 960. Tishrei with the Nakudis is 960. There's 960 hours from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur. There are 40 days, and in 40 days there are 960 hours, and there's also 960 hours, 960 lugin in a mikvah. And the yomim that are metaher from the 40 days, the same way if the mikvah is chaser lug echod, sefelt in the ganze zach, it's nishke mikvah. Similarly, in the Shois, In the 960 hours, it's already Hey El, Avada. But in the 960, there's an inyan that there's 960 from those 40 days. I'm not sure how the Vader Rabbanim has 1,000 Sifrei Tehillim in the Yomim from Rosh Chodesh. Either they started maybe on Chof Tes Av, or maybe they do a Seder of Tehillim every 58 and a half minutes. I'm not sure what the Cheshbon, you could call the number and see. But in the Cheshbon of Shois, it's 960 hours. And a person has to know to nutz ois every single hour. Chosr shah achas nishkin mikvah. There's the Yesod Rav Aaron Kotler brings in Mishnas Rav Aaron about. It says by Dovra Melech, by Yechasu babgodim v'lo yicham loy. And Chazal say, because he was mezalzel in the beged of Shaul HaMelech, he cut off the knaf of beged, he was mezalzel in beged. The mitzias of beged is to be mechameh. He was mezalzel in that beged. When you mezalzel in a beged, it's vayechasu babgodim v'lo yichamoy. It's not going to work. A beged has a mitzias that it's mechameh. If you mezalzel in that mitzias, it doesn't work. Zakhtar of Aaron, the same thing with El. El is also a mitzias. It's also a beged. It's also a zach. It's a bria El. The dover ze neigei aloshen Rav Aaron liyomim haboyim, and then scarier uleshonim habois. But about the kaseder, a mensch can't tshuva. Af echte v'oshev zoyche da tshuva. Af demalei. Aber you have to know not to be mezalzel in elul. Vos mekan oisnatz in elul. If you're mezalzel, then it's v'lo yichamoy. Every shot. Weiter. Sach sugis, it's a parasha. There's a din of Novi. Novi mikir b'cha me'achecha kamoi liyokam Hashem alekecha. Din of Novi. There's a maisa that someone was once talking about the Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin, and they were having an inyan that he had said in Legabi Anhoga, and there was a vikuach about it, and someone dripped out something. They were talking, and he said, Eilof Tishmon, Rabbi Yeshua Leib is the God of Lador, Eilof Tishmon. And they made there was a ruckus about it. Mekan zogin Eilof Tishmon on anyone. Eilof Tishmon. The pasuk says Eilof Tishmon on a Novi. Novi kir b'chom eachecha kamoni Eilof Tishmon. Avada God Lador. Aber the oishrik that you have to listen to him because Eilof Tishmon. Efshir it's a pagam in by a Novi shtek Eilof Tishmon. They say over a maisa with the Satmar Rebbe by this vikuach, he was mumbling under his breath. He says. The Arizal, Rabbi Kveger, the Arizal, Rabbi Kveger. Adkan, Pirish Advarim. He didn't make Esek, but that's all he did was up. Someone afterwards asked, what's that gemein? There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Eirachayim, in Simen Kuf Chof Hei, Lagabi Kedusha, that the Mechaber Paskins, that by Kedusha, when we say Nagdishach in the beginning, only the Chazan says it, not that the Kahal says it. Only the Kahal starts from Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. The Chazan starts and announces Nachdishach when I read Sof, and then the Kahal says Kaddish. As I pass in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, in Simen Kuf Chafei. Rabbi Kiveger over there in Hagoyt Shulchan Aruch brings, Avol Bekitzvei Ha'arizal Kosav, that the whole Tzibur should also say Nachdishach, Ve'elof Tishmon. So that's what the Sabbath Rebbe meant. Rabbi Kiveger, let's give up the El Tishmon. Oh, let's give it up the Arizal. Rabbi Kiveger, Arizal. Doesn't give in the Shakla Vatari. Rabbi Kiveger, let's give up Elof Tishmon of the Arizal. Sugi von Edom Zoymanin. Kasha Zoman. We know it says, Vasisim like Kasha Zoman. Kasha Zoman lasois. La Ochiv. Kasha Zoman veloi Kasha Osso. Hargu ein erogim. If a person was Zoymanin to kill someone, they were made that he was a Reitzeach or a Machal Shabbos or Chayit Nisa for something, and they didn't yet kill the Nidoin, and they found Zoymanin, you killed Edom Zoymanin. But if they already killed the Nidoin, then you don't kill the Eidim Zoyim. A wonder. It's a kolshkein. It's more than a kolshkein. It's yesh b'chlaum l'sayim moneh. That's why you say, ain't oinshim and adin, the Gemara says. But the emes, it's a pele. It's more than ain't oinshim and adin. There was already his mama. They were zoyim to kill him. And they killed him. Vos yitz. He's chayim. Misa for the kasha zama. Vos me. Kasha zama like kasha rosa. The Ramban in Chumash says, pshat, because mistome, if they killed the guy, mistome he deserved. Meaning they were made that someone was a Reitzeach. If they ended up killing him already, then we won't give Kasha Zomim to the Zomim. Even that they were found Zomim, there's another two key to Vedim saying that they lied. Imanu Ayisem. Misami, he deserved it. Chazal, Hashem would have worked it out. It's a Pella. What if it's Baharag Baraglov? What if the Aegis was on a Ritzicha and the Nirtzach walks in? Still the din is Kasher Zaman V'loy Kasher Asa. Also, the din is, even by Kasher Zaman V'loy Kasher Asa, we still say that we believe the Mazimim, that the other cat is puzzled. Why? You should say, you have Aichach, and Mislam, if they killed him, it's a Siba Tibi Machri, that Mislam, he is saying the truth. But that's the Mahalach of the Ramban. The Meshach Chachma says a different shot, Kasher Zaman V'loy Kasher Asa. He says, the Rambam says that Kasher Zaman V'loy Kasher Asa is only by Nisa, not by Malchus. Machlokes Rishayim. So he says, what's shot by Nisa? He says, Be'emes, you always have to be worried if a person is in Mishpat, that he was Nechshad on Ritzicha, let's say, on Achil Shabbos, that he's going to be Chayiv Misa. His B'nai Mishpach are going to want to try to save him. So you always have to be Chayshish, maybe someone's trying to save him and framing it up. But Terence, if you want to save your Karev, your relative here that is about to get killed, you don't have to go hire Edom Zayman and full Edom Zayman. You could stam hire Makhishim. Make it into a tray, tray. Tray, tray will save your cousin. It will save the day. You'll get him off. And you're not going to try to hire Zoymim, because Zoymim is much more dangerous. They can get backfired into a Kasher Zomim, and then they'll get the punishment. So it's a lot easier to hire Stamazay Shakron. But after they already killed the guy, now the Mishpach already wants a Kama. They already killed him. Now there's no chance to save him, and the tray is not going to bring him back. Now there's a chashash that maybe they're going to be hiring false Mazimim. That's why Kasher Zom v'lei Kasher Asa, Zokta Meshech Chochma, we don't nem on. We don't, but it's a vital rechidish to them. We shouldn't nem on what they're saying, not just Lagabi killing, basically. But we don't nem on the Zmama, because we have a cheshbon. Maybe he hired false ones to be noikim in those people that caused their Karev Mishpacha to get killed. Called man that he wasn't Nerag yet. So then Adrav, they'll hire, their Matar now is not in the coming, their Matar is to save him. They'll hire Makhishim. When the Gemara darshins this din that it has to be still alive, it says Kasher Zomim Lasech La'achiv Harei Achiv Kayim. It has to still be his Achiv. Must be he's still alive. He didn't kill him yet. Kasher Zomim like Kasher. So the Gemara is learning it out. Kasher Zomim Lasech La'achiv. So Frek the Ritva over there. Achiv, you don't find Achiv even after a guy dies. Yevamis La'hakim La'achiv Shem. He's already dead. The pasuk says, "By Nadav and Avihu, su'u es acheichem to take to carry them out from the Mishkan." They were already dead. Achiv is even if you're dead. So the pshat is pashit. A biological brother that's your brother because you have the same parents, one or two of the same parents. So he's your brother even after he's dead. La'hakam la'achiv shem su'u es acheichem. Over here, by kasher zom and lasech la'achiv, it's not your brother. You're not made on the karev. It's achiv b'mitzvus. Achiv b'mitzvus. Kivan Shemes Nasa Adam Chofshi Min HaMitzvahs. Ochiv B'mitzvahs is only called Mamariz Batai. Because Avada the Eidus wasn't on the Ochiv. But that reminds me, I'm not sure, someone was asking me this, are Mazimim able to be Mazim even if they're relatives of the Eidim? Hare, they're not coming. They want to say Manu Yisim. Could you say Manu Yisim on your relative? You're not coming to Etzim on him. You're coming to be made that the Nidoin, you're not related to the Nidoin. You're related to the first cat of Edom. Could the second cat of Edom come to be made that the first cat of Edom was with them?
And they say, no, I can't made on Kroivim.
But they're not being made about them. They're being made that the Nidan didn't do his thing because those two Edom weren't on the... Now, I'm not saying that you would give those Edom the punishment of Kasher Zomam. L'chari, you can't give the punishment of Kasher Zomam. But will Chach have the din of Zoynimin that you could be mazim them? The negay that the person will go free? You have to... Mavarazan. Okay. I'm not bringing a riot. The pasuk talks about Melchama. The tzura from a Melchama, the tzura from how an army looks. Vi is daft ice cooking. Mi ha'ish ha'yari v'rach ha'levav. Goes back. A whole seder advarim of how the Melchama looks. They say, there's a famous maaseh that the Maskilim once made a play on how a Melchama should look. And after they said, Mi ha'ish ha'yore and Mi ha'ish ha'divon ha'bayis, and every time in the play, people got off. And it was left, there was only two people left, the Shagasari and Rabbi Kivega. And they were making choizik. And Mizoktim, Rav Chaim said, the Meshav was the choizik. Azoy kubdois the Melchama, and the Shagasari and Rabbi Kivega is going to win the Melchama. Azoy kubdois that. But the maaseh, the pasuk says, it's sign this week's parsha and sign next week's parsha. There's two different levels. If you were bona bias v'loi chanochoi, or not akerim v'loi chiloloi, or eras isha v'loi lekocha, so then you don't go mamish home, you just don't go to the front lines, and you're mesapik mayim umozin la'achiv. But if you were bona bias v'chanochoi, you're shana rishayin it, you're lokach isha, not akerim v'chiloloi, noki liya lebeisai shana achas, then you're nisha b'bayis in gansin. The minchas chinuch is mesupik. Is this a p'tur? Or you're not allowed to. Let's say a person wants to. Shana Rishayinik wants to go to the army. Or for the other day, of Mesapik Mayim Umazan. It's a p'tur, but are you allowed to say you are going to go? Or Memegnish? A Sofik in the Minchas Chinuch. Now the Pasuk says there's another thing also. The Pasuk says when it's telling them to go to the Mulchama, Al Yerach Levadchem, Al Tiru, Al Tachbezu, Al Tarzu Mitneem, Agansa Arichus. The Rambam learns, Machlekes Rishayinim. The Rambam learns in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Zayin, Halachot Tezvav, the Chinuch also, the Meiri Asach Rishonim, that this is a lav d'oraisa. It's a lav d'oraisa to be scared. Al yerech levavchem, al tiru. The Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvahs argues, said it's not a lav d'oraisa, you can be scared, it's scary. It's a havtocha. The Avis is giving a havtocha not to worry. But not that it's an iser. Machlokes Rishonim. The Rambam, the Chinuch, they learn al tiru, al yerech, al techbezu, is a lav d'oraisa. Then as I saw the Stipler, Claire's, what's the gedder of the lav d'oraisa, according to the Rambam? It is scary, you're going to the front lines. Is it a vart in bitochin? That you have to have bitochin that it's going to be alright, and it's a lav d'oraisa to felt in that darg of bitochin, to be scared? Or no, nothing to do with bitochin. You're being very realistic. It's a vart mitzad mesiris nefesh. You're going to the army, not everyone comes back. Al yerech levavchem, afal pikeh. Is it mitzad being muftach? You're not allowed to be scared because you're supposed to be margish muftach that you're not going to get killed? Well, no. Be mesiris nefesh. Vinitvi, a sofik in the achroinim, aber in Rambam state that it's a lav deraisa, the Rambam learns it's a havtocha. Now the pasuk says also, "Mi ha'ish hayore v'rach ha'levav." What are you scared about? So it's a machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, "Mi ha'ish hayore v'rach ha'levav" means you're scared of averus shebiyodoy. You have averus. You're scared of averus that you have. And Rabbi Kiva says, "No, it means mamish kipshuta. You push it scared." Mi ha'ish hayore v'rach ha'levav. You're scared. Anochemo. It says, "Mi ha'ish hayore v'rach ha'levav should go home." Rabbi Yosi Aglili says it means you're scared, you have a virus. Rabbi Kiva says it means you're pushing, scared. The Gemara brings a brisa that says, Tana Rabbanon, what if they started hearing the noise of the other enemy camp, and all of a sudden this guy pushed, we saw that he's not halnish the bike. So he goes home. So the Gemara must be it's only like Rabbi Kiva. Because Rabbi Kiva says you go and push it being scared. And for the Gemara, no, even Rabbi Yosi Aglili's mother, the pasuk says, "V'lo yimas levav echov." This pasuk, he's causing a ruckus. The Olam sees the chalas avek. He's pasuk going to be chaperoning everyone else. They get him at it. As I was up to the Gemara, shakav tam. Shrekin d'achroinim abam b'kasha. The Rambam holds that being scared is gufa lav deraisa. So that even like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, he has to be yori from aver shebiyode. He has an aver biyode right now. The fact that he's scared, he's being over lav deraisa. Mechizchina has the kasha. Other chayim. The fact that he's being scared, he's being over lav deraisa. So what are you telling me that if he's scared, you don't go back because there's no averus? Thus is the aver. Thus kufi is the aver. Now, we know it says in the Gemara in Saita, soch ben tfilo letfilo aver hi biyodoi v'chayzer alea me'orchei ha-molchama. Even, meaning we're going, Rav Yosi Aglili, that you go back from the marcha of the molchama. If you have an avera, what kind of an avera? What chaymer of avera is warrants that you go back? So the Gemara says, "Soch ben tefila letefila." If you talk ben tefila letefila, that's avera he biyodai. The choizer aleh me'orcha melcham. The Rosh learns that it's going on tefillin. It means you talk between tefillin shal yad and tefillin shal roish. And there's a remez that tefillin is very important. The Gabi going to melchama. It says v'torav zroya af kotkoi. There's a remez for tefillin shal roish and tefillin shal yad. And if you're soch ben tefila letefila, you go back to the Melchama. Lemaisa, in Shulchan Aruch it's Paskin, there's a different halacha. Hasoch bein yishtabach l'yoytzer aveir hi biyodoy v'choyzer olav morcha melchama. If you talk between yishtabach and Berachas Kreshma, tefila l'tefila, as opposed to the Rosh, it learns it means between tefillin shal yad and tefillin shal roish, the Yerushalmi and the Ismaili and the Shulchan Aruch brings this pshat. Hasach bein tefila letefila. If you talk between Yishtabach and Yoitzer, that's between one tefila and another tefila, that's also choizer aleh on the Aruch HaMelchama, which again means it's a siba that would also be considered an aver that you would go back from the Melchama. L'maisa in Shulchan Aruch is brought in Simen Nundala this halacha, Hasach bein Yishtabach liyoitzer choizer aleh Aruch HaMelchama. The Mishnah Brura over there brings two pshatim. One pshat, he says, it means that this is also a chomer dika aver that would be a siba to go back from the army. But then he brings a different pshat totally from the Matan Moshe. He says, when a person davens, the emes, first he says, Tzuka de Zimmer, that's the slowly get that the tefillah should be nis'ala l'malo, and the emes, as the tefillah is trying to go up, the Mishnah Brura, the tefillah is trying to go up to Shemayim, it comes a melchama of ruchnis tikka malachim that are trying to stop it. So he says, you should know, if you talk between Yishtabach and Yoitzer, choyzer all of marachah melchama, the tefillah is not going to go up, the marachas that are coming to stop the tefillah, as I bring the Mishnah Brura, is going to be, and he brings, interesting, over there, a tzorach ian, and a lot of yeshivas tonight like that now, about how they say Shir Hamalos. There's a minig to say Shir Hamalos in Ramakim between Seres Mechuva, between Yishtabach and Yoitzer. In Asach Yeshivas, they say it after Shemana Esrei. Mr. Bruce says Sorachim on this inyan of Soch bein Tefillah leTefillah. One more Indian, you have Egla Rufa, which is Santa Maisa. Egla Rufa is at the end of the parasha. Egla Rufa, the sugya, the parak of Egla Rufa is in Masechta Soita. And there's Taka Siva, there's a connection. The emes is the reason why parak Egla Rufa is at the end of Masechta Soita, because in Soita there's a parak of Eilon Amoran B'cholosh and Eilon Amoran B'loshin Kodesh. And the Mishnah goes through all the various things that have to be dafka said on Lashon Kodesh. And one of the things, Be'egla Rufa, that it has to be said, and that's the reason why it's there. That avad is pshat. What's going on? But there's an inyan that there's something in common with Soita and Egla Rufa. Egla Rufa, Targum Yonason brings that after you oirif the Egla, right, because you didn't know who the Mitzayach is, Targum Yonason brings, Be'ebachai brings it, that it's a mitzias that with it becomes a nachal eson, you're not allowed to plant there. There's worms start coming out of the place where the egla is. And even it says, Va'ata tivar dam hanoki. Va'ata tivar dam hanoki is soif tevis, rima. And it comes out, these worms, and they go marching, hundreds of them, to the bayis of the ritzach. And it finds the ritzach. Now, I don't know if we have to kill the guy based on that. Is that like edus? Let's say two Adam would say he wasn't there, he won a Yisem, so then it would be, it's like, it's Trey Neged Rima. What level does Rima have here, Benigeya, the Gedorim of Adas? Aber, it says that that's the Metzis. Now that, the Emes, the Ramban writes, that's the Inyan by Soita, and it's interesting. Egla Rufa is on Ritzicha, and Soita is on Arayis, and there's also a Vaidazar, that we don't have, but for Arayis and for Ritzicha, two of the three Averis Hamuris, you see here that the Rabbein Shlomo made that there would be a tiviyistik oifen of being mavar the inyan. By Soita you have the mea ma'arim, and over here you have the inyan, the way Targum Yonason is learning that the Egla Rufa, the Eibush the maid that there should be, when Klal Yisrael is roi lekach, that most of them are under Madreg, and you have a yochid that went and was nechshon and Ritzicha and Arayis, that the Eibush that has, that alpi hateva there will be a mitzias that will be mavar the inyan, that's when Klal Yisrael is oimdim, Alad Moshe, that it would have to be a way of being mevarer the mevarer Rami Kerbech.